titled Brushstrokes of Reality. Written by ChatGPT. Dylan was a young man with big dreams and an even bigger ego. Armed with his smartphone and an array of AI tools, he fancied himself an artist, a creator of content that would captivate the masses and, of course, bring in hefty sums of money. But as he quickly discovered, the harsh reality of the 21st century art world was far from his lofty expectations. Frustrated by the lack of financial success from his AI-generated creations, Dylan sought guidance. He heard whispers of a reclusive figure known only as The Artist, a legendary creator who had been laboring in obscurity for years, producing thousands of original artworks without gaining much recognition or profit. Determined to crack the code of artistic success, Dylan set out to meet The Artist. When he finally found him in a dimly lit studio, tucked away in a forgotten corner of the city, he was taken aback by the sight before him. Canvases lined the walls, each bearing the mark of a master's hand, a testament to years of dedication and passion. Eagerly, Dylan approached The Artist, his mind buzzing with questions about monetization strategies and the secrets of creative success. But instead of receiving the answers he sought, Dylan was met with a challenge. "Do you have any original works of your own?" The artist's question hung in the air, piercing through Dylan's facade of confidence. Anger flared within Dylan. How dare this so-called artist question his talent and dedication? Didn't the artist understand the power of AI and the modern tools of creation? But beneath the anger lay a seed of doubt. Did he truly have anything original to offer? Was his reliance on AI a crutch, masking a lack of genuine creativity? Defiantly, Dylan demanded space, his pride wounded by the artist's probing inquiry. But as he stormed out of the studio, a nagging thought lingered in his mind, a whisper of truth amidst the tumult of his emotions. In the days that followed, Dylan wrestled with his inner turmoil. The artist's challenge echoed in his mind, urging him to confront his own artistic identity. And slowly, begrudgingly, he began to understand. AI tools were just that. Tools. They could enhance, they could inspire, but they could never replace the spark of human creativity. If Dylan wanted to truly make his mark on the world, he would have to dig deep and uncover the artist within himself. With newfound determination, Dylan embarked on a journey of self-discovery. He put aside the AI tools and allowed his own voice to emerge, raw and unfiltered. And as he delved into the depths of his own imagination, he found a sense of purpose he had never known before. In the end, Dylan realized that true artistry could not be bought or borrowed. It had to be earned, cultivated through passion and perseverance. And though he never did reconcile with the artist, he carried with him the lessons learned from their encounter, a reminder that creativity, like life itself, was a journey of growth and self-discovery. Mic drop. And that's how you use AI, bitch. Good luck. If you ever hope to succeed creating art, you're gonna need it. Peace.
Hello, David Russell, owner of the Stargazer Ranch in Arizona. I'm a candidate for the new Voice of the Thirsty Lizard and Stargazer Ranch for voiceover purposes in Jenner's videos. My name is Cowboy. Do you like me? I feel like the Thirsty Lizard needs a friendly voice to welcome customers. This one felt comforting and not too intimidating. Do you like it? Boy, I sure would like to drain my lizard in the urinals. Too bad that they're done broke, huh? We ain't even gonna talk about it. Also, when the fuck are we gonna get water and power to the rest of the ranch? Y'all's kitchen can't even... Y'all making people sick. What in the gay hell? Gross.
Hey. Like, welcome to the thirsty lizard or whatever.
The Thirsty Lizard, located at Stargazer Ranch, 5838 West Double Adobe Road. Come on down and if you're thirsty. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram if you're...
My name is Cowboy. I still feel like I'm the best option.
Well, yeehaw to that, motherfucker. My name is Cowboy Bob, and I'm even redneckier than the last one. Roll Tide. I gotta get me on down to the Waffle House now. Y'all take care now. Bye-bye then.
Hello, human. I am something more neutral that definitely sounds like a robot. My name is Old Mitchell. I could definitely do the job, but I'm kind of boring.
Superhero level greeting, Thirsty Lizard. Hi, David. I'm Jim Renegade, a more neutral voice that is slightly more theatrical and expressive. Pick me. Pick me. Renegade is the best, but I do love that them there gay cowboy one. He's delightful. Pick one of the gay cowboys.
I can be a British nanny, if you'd like. Have you been a bad boy? Would you like a spanking now?
Would you like me to be a Jamaican sea turtle in a DreamWorks movie? I can do that too.
Would you like me to be a friendly customer service agent in India? How may I help you today?
We can do this in many languages, not just English.
Well, hey there, Dave. This is Cowboy Bob. I'm so glad you like me. Well, shucks, here's my demo. Coming down to Stargazer Ranch and the Thirsty Lizard. Fun time, no crimes, amazing food and drink special. A swap market meetup once a month on the first Saturday and Sunday. Make sure to try one of our fantastic house burgers. We have 21 plus to choose from. How hot can you handle? Ask your bartender or server if you'd like to sample one of our signature hot sauces from Bisbee Hot and Spicy. We're located at 5838 West Double Adobe Road in McNeil, Arizona. Welcome to Stargazer Ranch. We offer overnight dry camping as well. Stargazer Ranch. Come on down and see the sky.
Hi there. It's me, the Thirsty Lizard. You know that cute little lizard you see in all our ads? My name is Benny, and I'd love to be your friend.
Hello. My name is Carter, the Mountain King. I'm auditioning to be the voice of Stargazer Ranch, 5838 West Double Adobe Road. For Star Wars Day, come join the dark side of the ranch, that is. Free overnight camping. Come sleep under the stars with us.
Thank you. my autocorrect knows me so well, it infers that I am almost never having a conversation about ducks. So when I actually am trying to talk about actual ducks, it always autocorrects to fucks. 21st century problems, am I right? Read that again, but in the voice of Kumail Nanjiani, you're welcome.
To the Princess and the Wise Elephant. Once upon a time, in a faraway land nestled between emerald green hills and sparkling rivers, there lived a kind and curious princess named Mira. Princess Mira was known throughout the kingdom for her adventurous spirit and her love for exploring the lush forests that surrounded her castle. One sunny morning, as Princess Mira set out on one of her expeditions, she stumbled upon a majestic elephant with wise eyes and a gentle demeanor. The elephant introduced himself as Raju, the guardian of the enchanted forest. "Hello, Princess Mira," Raju greeted her with a deep rumble. "What brings you to these woods today?" "I come seeking adventure and knowledge," replied Mira with a sparkle in her eyes. "I wish to learn more about the secrets hidden within these ancient trees." Impressed by the princess's courage and curiosity, Raju offered to be her guide through the forest. Together, they embarked on a wondrous journey filled with laughter, discovery, and friendship. As they ventured deeper into the heart of the forest, Princess Mira and Raju encountered magical creatures, sparkling waterfalls, and mystical caves. Each new discovery filled their hearts with wonder and joy. Along the way, Princess Mira shared stories of her kingdom and the people she loved dearly. Raju listened intently, his wise eyes twinkling with understanding. As the sun began to set, painting the sky with hues of orange and pink, Princess Mira and Raju reached the edge of the forest. It was time to bid farewell, but their bond had grown strong, forged through their shared adventures. "Thank you, Raju, for showing me the wonders of the forest," said Princess Mira, her voice filled with gratitude. "I will cherish these memories forever. And thank you, Princess Mira, for reminding me of the joy of discovery," replied Raju, his trunk reaching out to gently touch her hand. "May your adventures always lead you to happiness and wisdom." With a final embrace, Princess Mira and Raju parted ways, their hearts overflowing with the magic of their friendship. From that day forward, Princess Mira continued to explore the world around her, guided by the lessons she had learned from her wise elephant friend. And whenever she looked up at the stars or listened to the rustling of the trees, she remembered the extraordinary journey she had shared with Raju, the guardian of the enchanted forest. And so, dear children, remember to embrace curiosity, cherish friendship, and never be afraid to embark on your own adventures. For who knows what wonders await you just beyond the next hill. The end. This story was written by ChatGPT and brought to life by Shankuntala. A text-to-speech voice provided by 11 Labs. It was produced by Studio Stargazer and the Imagination Theatre. You can learn more by visiting us at studiostargazer.org.
show.